class, welcome to Greendale 101. This is session 6 for the episode Remedial Chaos Theory. I am Brian. Joining me is my evil cousin from another timeline, Senor Ben.
Hi! Hi.
Hello? Didn't sound very evil at all. You did not sell the evil gag, but that's okay.
Hi!
All right. Yeah, better? A little bit. Yeah. Kind of put the mustache twirl there at the end. I appreciated that.
What do you do if you already have facial hair? Do I put a goatee on top of it, or do I have to remove the goatee?
You just wouldn't have a goatee.
Okay. I don't have a goatee now. I have like beard style.
Beards. So, okay, just a beard.
So I'll just remove the beard and mustache part, and then I'll just have the sideburns. And I'll shave my stars.
Yeah, you can do star burns.
I might do moon burns. Or the shape of the sun. I'll have sunburns.
Sunburns, yeah, that would... okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're here to talk about episode 304, or 303.
Or is it 303?
Depending on who you ask. And I thought this episode was fantastic. By far, one of my favorite of the entire series.
I hated
it because the Dean wasn't in it.
I did not hate it. This has become my favorite episode currently because it's amazing and hilarious. Okay. And it involves alternate timelines. This was the Lost Fringe type episode that Mr. Harmon hinted at Comic-Con.
You think so? That it is. I guess so. I can see the Fringe similarities. Lost.
Before Lost ended, it was like Lost. When you're like, whoa, is this an alternate timeline? And we're like, I can't
okay,
tell you.
Okay.
A spoiler.
So it's like the final season of Lost.
Yeah. And just, I mean, and fan theories for Lost, I guess, counts too.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I definitely read a few that were kind of along these lines. But it was, either way, it was incredible.
Very. I want to watch it again right now, but I can't.
Right now I'm still kind of blown away by it because unlike previous episodes of this podcast recording, really shortly after, I think the episode wrapped up about 2 hours ago, so.
Yeah, really, really soon. So we're kicking this thing in the butt.
Okay, so shall we move right into the review and evaluation portion of the show?
Yes. Bumper okay. Music.
Do we have that? I don't listen to the show.
No, okay. No, we don't have it. Okay. It's not like Chevy Chase. He didn't watch Community. He just does it.
He's on it. Why?
Well, you're on this, and you don't know how much post I put into the show. So much sound effects.
Okay, if you really put that much into the post-production, I'll check it out.
Yeah, Slinky sounds. I've littered the entire podcast with the sound of Slinkies.
I've heard people complimenting that. People are really slinky sound, so keep that up.
I will try. So how does this episode open, Sir Brian?
It opens with the shot of a door, apartment 303, and you hear Annie say, are you sure it wasn't 304? Britta says, I wrote it down, 303. And that, I'm assuming that was added as like a bit of ADR, like post-production, because it's... It's a reference to the switched production order. This was produced as the third episode of season 3, but then it got swapped out with Competitive Ecology. So
yes. And we can talk about some of the differences if they hadn't been switched. Like what? Because now it feels like foreshadowing stuff that was in 30 with the new 303.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess regardless of how they happen to air, we can just. Know for a fact that Competitive Ecology takes place after this one. So that makes a lot more sense because we have Troy and Abed talking about living together in that episode and realizing that they've spent too much time together already.
Especially and when you think about in the one that people think is the true timeline, Pierce never mentioned Eartha Kitt.
Well, he tried, but...
He tried, but he never got the name out. So... Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe later on in the evening, though. But yeah, in that episode, we had him talk about having sex with Eartha Kitt in the airplane bathroom, and they're the only people he told.
So. Yep.
Anyway, the door opens into 303. Troy and Abed give an introduction, Troy and Abed's new apartment. We find out that Shirley showed up at 3 o'clock and has been baking.
Oh, I think I've been to a party where someone did that once, and they showed up really early just to cook food. Except they didn't make a disgusting pizza.
were the people okay with that? Were they displeased, like the gang, the city group in this episode?
Well, I think she was invited that time, and that was purposely just to make the food.
Are you saying that they invited someone to their party early to cook food?
Yep. Who wasn't a caterer?
Cook food.
And they didn't get paid. Told that one person, yeah, show up at 3. That's when it's starting. Like, oh, everyone else is so late.
Oh, it's a great group of people you run with.
It was years ago. I liked how Abed gave the tour of the apartment, because that's pretty much how I give the tour of our apartment. I'm like, yep, kitchen, bathroom, that door back there is the bedroom. That's it.
But do you have a recreation of the boulder scene from Raiders?
No, but we have a foosball / air hockey without the air / tiny pool table.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not the same at all, but
no,
it does sound cool.
I do have a recreation of the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, but that's not quite as good. Not quite as good as Raiders. I have a recreation of the final scene of Crystal Skull. People love it. The UFO.
No, let's move on. Anyway, that part sucks. But ruined the whole movie. I like how Britta is just way overly complimentary
of the set. It's cool and sexy and, oh, yeah. Now you're... And he says you're overselling it.
She doesn't quite get how to fake such pleasure of seeing someone's house, which I can also relate to. I really don't like doing it. I'm good at it, but I really don't like it.
Really don't care.
It's like, yeah, nice spoon collection. That's super interesting. Cool.
I see you have a house. I have one too. Living room. I have a living room. That's cool.
Like, oh, wow. Your living room kitchen is about as big as our apartment. Fun.
That does sound fun. That sounds luxurious.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know what to do with all that space unless, like, I can play Twister in the living room or something. I don't know. Either way.
Living the high life. Shirley says, I made a pizza. You didn't have all the ingredients, so she used ketchup and cream cheese.
Why would she check for the ingredients first?
I don't know.
Sure. Why? Shirley seems like she's really good at cooking and baking. Why would she first not check if she has all the ingredients, and then two, use those ingredients?
I don't know, because she's a baking addict. She can't help it. She, even if she doesn't have the ingredients, she has to bake something.
Oh, that's true. And her apron. I want to talk about her apron real fast. That
he has
itself
risen.
had layers to the jokes. It was so good.
It was really good.
Oh, yeah, because he is risen, and then the cross made out of the bread loaves, but also because bread needs yeast to rise.
Yes.
Yeah, like, oh, was, that one prop.
It's a fantastic apron.
Oh, I love the prop people on the show.
Oh, they do such a great job. See, Troy goes to let in Jeff and Pierce. They've all finally arrived at the apartment, and they say, okay, here's what we're doing. One word, two syllables. Jeff's like, charades, but it is Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. Oh, sorry again. This whole episode is Annie's fault, because she took the brick out of the door.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
They could have just let him out.
Entirely her fault.
So, good job, Annie.
Or maybe they should have... Well, no, Troy took the brick back when he let in Jeff and Pierce. He could have put the brick in. But I guess since they were all there.
Yeah, but why would they have to buzz anyone up then, if the brick's down there?
Good question.
Maybe it's just like a rule that you're not allowed to buzz people up if it's not like your friends. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe since they're all there, he didn't put the brick back, I suppose.
Who knows? We'll figure it out someday.
We'll never know. I'll get right on that after the show.
To you.
Of course. So we go through the credits. We come back. They're playing Yahtzee. Troy doesn't know how to play. And Pierce says, "Let's call it what it is, Puerto Rican chess."
Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. I love that Jeff thought he had to leave early for the single malt platinum boobs and billiards club.
Yeah, oh, that was great. I never said it out loud.
I like how Abed knows Jeff well enough that, like, yeah, I better make him reserve that night. That actually reminded me of another show that I can't remember right away. I'll think of it eventually.
You're thinking about the Golden Girls. That's it.
I almost never think about the Golden Girls.
I think about the theme song to the Golden Girls almost nonstop, but...
It's, the show, though, like...
It's a curse.
They knew the other character wasn't... Oh, it was Michael Scott in The Office. Where he made sure no one else had plans that night. And then invited them all
to dinner.
Oh,
for the dinner party.
Yeah, like he found a way to make sure they had that night free by trickery.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's a similar gag.
Okay.
Right. I like the execution here better.
Oh, well, yeah. And let's talk about the decoration of the apartment real fast before we get into the
Looks
anus
amazing.
Flags for curtains. That was nice.
Pictures of Troy and Abed in different costumes from all their crazy antics.
Oh, yeah. And most of the ones that we didn't see, which was why it was kind of cool to see that. The Andy Warhol
the
painting.
Show. Oh yeah, that was pretty good. Where did that come from? Did they commission somebody to do that?
Maybe they got an art student to do it or something. I don't know. I saw a Kick Puncher poster.
Oh yeah, Kick Puncher Detroit. I think I saw poster for that.
And I didn't notice this, but I know on Twitter, Sabby Sab, one of our listeners, she noticed that the fridge had like a life-size vending machine pictures on it.
Yeah, she clarified with Harmon if that was a vending machine or a sticker on the fridge of a vending machine, and it is just a sticker, which is good because I couldn't figure that out either. Like, do they have a vending machine in their apartment?
I didn't notice that, but I'm glad someone did because I thought that was so funny after. And it makes sense for them.
It does. I mean, I could almost... I could almost buy into them having a vending machine. That's why if there were any other place, like, oh, it's a novelty vending machine sticker. But for some reason, with Troy and Abed, for just a moment, I was kind of sold, like, I guess they could have got a vending machine from somewhere.
Maybe. They could always just steal one. They leave it open sometimes at Greendale. I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard to steal one. Chang's the only security guard.
People are always getting into the vending machine.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, the pizza has arrived, and somebody has to go let the pizza guy in, get the food. So Jeff says, okay, I'll roll the die, and starting to my left with one, whatever it lands on, that person has to go get the pizza. And that is the setup for the episode.
Yes, and that... Oh, and then it intros. It's so good. Oh, this was such a good episode.
Yes, so he rolls the die, and it lands on a 2, and that means Annie has to go get the pizza.
Oh, it's a good short one. Yeah, she goes down. Speaking of going down, Eartha Kitt airplane bathroom.
I love that. It's one of my favorite runner through all the timelines is how Pierce segues into telling them how he had sex with Eartha Kitt in an airplane bathroom.
Like, he really wants to tell that story so badly that the whole time he's just thinking, how the hell can I say this? And he does it almost every time. And it's not name-dropping if it comes up organically.
Yeah. It gets a little bit more contrived every time, too, which I really like.
And I like how... Abed mentions this later, but, like, the predictability of some of the characters. It's nice. Abed's speech at the end... He even mentions that, like, that's the one thing they have is themselves. They are predictable. But everything else is not.
Yeah, they have to stay honest and accepting of each other's flaws and virtues.
Yeah, all of their responses to everything is totally in character. It just shows how each thing would play out if this character wasn't there for this. And so, yeah, that the Eartha Kitt comment makes Shirley feel uncomfortable enough to check her pies every time. And then Britta starts singing Roxanne. And Jeff stop her. Britta always tries to ask for the bathroom. Bed takes her there.
Jeff always says he's going to get a drink, hits his head on the fan.
Different reasons every time. And I was actually going to list those, but I ran out of time for it. But I know one of them was Troy was talking about friendship. And that, like, I need a drink.
You guys are my best at drink. I think one was Pierce asking about his father.
Yeah, that was one of them. That's why I wanted to go back and try to chronicle all the different occasions, but I didn't have time. But still. Oh, and according to Gillian Jacobs' Twitter, the fan blades were foam.
That's good. I was worried about Joel McHale.
Which can still hurt.
Sure.
Especially attached to a fan. And then Abba takes her to the bathroom. Troy asks what a pregnancy test is while looking in Annie's purse. Jeff describes it. Troy, okay, so this is definitely a gun. Like, all right, I was confused. Does Troy really think that could have been a pregnancy test? Was he making sure? I don't know. Pierce hands Troy a gift.
He hands him a GIF, or a GIF, as we've established.
Or a jar of peanut butter. Jeff needs a drink, hits his head. Shirley brings the pies out. No one wants any. Abed says it smells weird in the bathroom, which I thought was kind of rude of Abed to stand there and smell while Britta was in the bathroom. That's one of the reasons that, like, I'm always too paranoid to use a bathroom at anyone else's house, because I'm afraid that someone will do something like that.
Well, you know, I think as long as you're not in their bathroom smoking pot, hopefully you'll be okay.
Okay. But at that point, we didn't know it was pot at all until, like, I think fifth or sixth timeline.
Let's see. I think it might be the third. Well, okay, we see her smoking.
We know she smokes, but we don't know what it is.
Okay, you're right.
Annie comes in, and Britta sings her pizza song and does her pizza dance,
which
I am totally doing next time we order pizza. Sorry, Megan. That timeline was just pretty much when Annie's not there, things are pretty much the same. Like, nothing bad happens if she's not around. It's just all normal. And plus, it set the groundwork for all the future timelines.
That's true. It established how the structure of the episode would be.
And started the first part about her character, about the gun she had.
Yeah, the gun, which, you know, I mean, because she lives in a bad neighborhood, I wanted to say that you know, I wanted to say it was established last year in the conspiracy episode, but that was, you know, that was a prop for the
The
final scene of that. But she says, I live in a really bad neighborhood, so I don't know. I'm assuming that she's been carrying a gun for a while, but
I would believe that. She does live above Dildopolis. That's not a great part of town. And someone got stabbed outside of it. But that's foreshadowing for the last timeline, which I assume you will have already watched, so it's not spoilery. But, like, Pierce bringing his Serbian alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Abandoned even Serbia. And then the next timeline starts.
Yes, timeline. It is a 4, so Shirley has to go get the pizza.
She leaves. She just asks them to not let her pies burn. Jeff reminds the group that do not eat the pies because she has a no baking pact against her. And again, Britta tries to sing. Jeff stops her. Pierce, he makes his Eartha Kitt comment, but since Shirley's already gone, she doesn't get up to get the pies. Let's see. It's better in the long run if they have the no baking pact. You know who got it in the long run? Eartha Kitt. It came up organically again. And then the present is presented. Troy opens it this time. Oh my god, it is Torg the Troll. Norwegian trolls. By the way, I actually own a couple of those.
Oh, not quite that creepy, right?
No, that exact kind. Those same eyes, really? The hair, the creepy nose. They're at my mom's house, but they are creepy.
You're going to have to put a photo up on our Twitter feed when you can. I'd like to see that.
Oh, I will. I think I might try to go over there tomorrow just to get that and take pictures of them. Oh, they are so creepy. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my god, I have those! How much they creep
Were you
out.
As terrified?
had them like as a growing up. I was used to them.
Oh God, in your room?
Yes, they always sat on my bookshelf, and apparently it's supposed to be like good luck to rub their noses or something.
Watching you sleep.
Oh my God! But yeah, I was so excited about that. Jeff gets up for a drink because Troy got scared that time. It seems the guy can't handle this. I need a drink. Hits his head. Andy wants to fix his head in the bathroom, but Abed and Britta are there having their confrontation again. Shirley's here with a pizza. No one got the pies, and they're burnt. Jeff tells her she's not allowed to have baking things as an identity, which I kind of liked that because that was mostly her. It was baking and Christian. Baking Christian mother. That is Shirley. She calls them horny toads. Sit around all night making googly eyes at each other.
Oh, I love the googly eye moment where they look at each other.
Yeah. Andy to Jeff. Jeff to Britta. Britta to Troy. Troy to Abed, who raises his eyebrows suggestively. And then Troy to Troll.
Oh, that was great. I love the way that was shot. All one shot.
What's interesting, when it goes Britta to Troy, in the background, you see like Pierce looking around a little bit. He looks at Jeff right away. Pierce to Jeff. Interesting. And that's also kind of interesting because they set up a couple of, they're like, hey, remember, there are some relationships that you need to remember in the coming up timelines. See, Pierce confronts Shirley by telling, or not confronts, comforts. I'm far away from the screen, and they look the same when I typed it. Comfort Shirley.
Sure, you're
saying,
just used to Pierce confronting people.
Yeah, usually, yeah. But like, neither of us get Googled. By the way, Pierce hasn't hit on Shirley enough this season.
Or even in season two, not that much. It was mostly a season one trait.
Oh, well, oh, she does have a husband again.
She was pregnant in season two.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense now. Yeah, neither of them get googly-eyed at. Shirley gets mad and leaves. She has a nervous breakdown.
Oh, that was great. I didn't say it on purpose.
I love that. And I think was that one where, yeah, she slams the door and Abed catches the ball to remind you, look, he has to catch that ball every time. He's done it twice so far. What happens when it keeps going? We find out.
And then we go to timeline three, where it is a three, and Pierce has to go get the pizza.
Crap. Speaking of crap, I was taking a crap in an airplane bathroom when Eartha Kitt. That is gross, by the way. Eartha Kitt just came in the bathroom while you were doing a number two. Really? He said, "What's where my mind went?" Jeff tells him that's where his mind went years ago. I kind of like that line. Shirley checks her pies because she's disgusted. Britta sings. Jeff stops her. She goes to the bathroom with Abed. And then the Jeff and Annie treat Troy like a kid, which made me sad for Troy. I thought he was the most grown-up character in his birthday episode.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I love that episode so much.
It was good. He didn't drink and he took care of them, took them all home. Aw. So Troy gets sad and goes to talk to Britta in the bathroom. It catches Britta smoking cigarettes. We don't know what they are right away. Troy says he knows what they are. He's 21. He gets his cigarettes out. Britta goes to light it and he eats it. At first I was like, what? What the hell? I thought he just didn't get cigarettes at first, but then I realized they were the candy ones.
Yeah, I love that he has them in a metal tin too.
It's the one that Abed owns for his Don Draper impression.
Yeah, he looks like something out of Mad Men.
Jeff stands up, hits his head again. And they can't go to the bathroom because still Britta's in there. So at that point, I was thinking, I can't wait till Britta's gone so we can see what happens in that scene. And we do. Oh, by the way, already by the before this point, I had thought, wait a second. There are seven people, and there are only six on the die. Jeff is smart.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that hit me at the end of the first act. It's like, oh, wait a minute.
It's like, wait, there are seven. So I was really wondering, like, where it even go in the cool CG dice falling thing. Like, would it just, or die falling, would it just, like, land on the edge or something? But anyway, we'll get to that later. Troy and Britta have really good moment in the bathroom. I'm glad they keep bringing that kind of stuff back. And now that you think about it, the stuff, well, I don't know. I keep getting confused because they didn't have that same moment that they did in this episode. Because if the true timeline is the one where Jeff goes down, then the moment in the competitive ecology seems more like surprising.
I mean, because I was going to say that in the production order, that this scene served as a reminder to the audience that this was kind of a thing in the background. And then, like, the following episode, it comes up again. But the fact that this isn't the true timeline, I guess it doesn't really matter from the character's point of view. So,
yeah, so either way, they've been having the feelings. But I thought it was Troy was just realizing how awesome Britt was in that scene. I don't know. It's complicated to talk about multiple timelines.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like doing a podcast about another show.
Lost? You mean Lost and Locked.blogspot.com?
Yes, of course. Lost and Locked.blogspot.com. Hey, real quick, while we're talking about the production order thing, I don't want to keep bringing that up. But after seeing this episode, the part where Britta burns the papers in ecology, it seems makes Shirley seem less hypocritical when she says, oh, she has her marijuana lighter. It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, she actually does have a marijuana lighter. And
guess she was right. I thought she was just being a jerk, but you're okay. You got it.
And it makes the Jeff and Annie thing make more sense why he doesn't really – he feels awkward between them in the next episode because they aren't even trying. In this episode, whenever they're together, there is all sorts of chemistry. But there wasn't at all in competitive ecology. They were all like, eh, whatever, I'm texting. Worried about other stuff.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, they did.
So it's weird because it's like the episode had all the different bits of different timelines, but I guess it's still in their personalities, so that still all continues on. Let's see. Yeah, Britta is being all smart, and like, because she knows Jeff pretty well. And Troy mentions they have a bowl full of olives by the toilet.
Yeah, that was great. It's a fancy party.
Jeff keeps his toiletries in a safe under the sink, and they have their moment. Pierce has the pizza. Another remark about the creepy pizza guy. That's two so far.
Oh, yeah. At that point, I was really wanting to see the creepy pizza guy.
Oh, and we get to. And then Troy and Britta are, like, flirty eating the pizza. It was kind of cute. I don't know. I like those two together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree.
I'm and a boy then... shipper.
Is that what we settled on? I don't think that is. We need to go back to the drawing board for that.
Broy, Tritta, Tritta boy.
Yeah, we'll workshop that after the podcast. We'll come up with something.
Oh, nothing as good as his trannies.
And we go to the next timeline where it is a six and Britta goes to get the pizza.
Yes. Great. Air travel is great. And I was like, thinking, oh, is he not going to do it? No. He mentions Eartha Kitt. again, Shirley discusses it, checks the pies. But Britta is not there to start singing Roxanne. So Jeff just stands up and hurts his head anyway. And they go to the now empty bathroom. Wow. Like, what? I was typing so fast. I have so many incorrect names here. I have Abed gives present to Troy.
Wow, yeah, that would have been quite a twist to have him give him the troll
in that one timeline. Jeff and Annie have their lovey-dovey moments in the bathroom. Congratulations, Janny shippers, you have plenty of things to make gifts of now. She mentioned how a guy got stabbed outside of her building to further remind you what a horrible neighborhood she lives in. Jeff is worried about her. Pierce is super mean to Troy when they come out. I mean, before, like, oh, he just saw the troll and he freaked out. This time, he, like, cornered him against a post.
he's terrorizing him with the troll.
How did that one even happen? But, yeah, that was... Pierce was mean. I know it's because he felt... I mean...
It's because he's crazy and alone.
Well, that's what Pierce tells Abed, but that's more of why Pierce did it. I think he misses Troy.
That's exactly it. I'm glad they brought that up because for the longest time, the fact that they seem to have kind of let that fall to the background and forgot about the fact that Troy and Pierce lived together kind of bugged me. So I really enjoyed the fact that it got some play in this episode.
Yeah, me too. It needed to. It was so good. let's see. Britta brings up the pizza guy, and he looks pretty creepy. And his name's Toby, and they're in love and getting married.
Oh.
Is it because she's high? Did she smoke while she was down there?
Maybe. The pizza guy looked like he might have probably been high.
Especially when he responded to, like, whoa, there's multiple timelines.
Oh, yeah. And I think the name of the pizza joint was Pizza Time Pizza.
Oh, I missed that. Gillian mentioned that the chin beard is real.
Oh, good. I was wondering about the chin beard.
Yeah, that thing was real. So maybe that's why they cast him. I don't
know. Put out a cast to call Guy with Creepy Beard, and then he showed up.
I think it's interesting how long it takes different characters to go down there, because Britta was super fast. And so was Annie, but Shirley and Pierce took a little longer. I guess it's because they're part of the old group.
And Troy intentionally tried to hurry up.
Yeah, I'll bet he took his time. It seems.
That's true.
Well, no. Well, also, a lot of this I forgot. They kept cutting really fast in Abed's one. They had to show everything as fast as they could. And so that might have been pretty fast.
Yeah, you're right. And I guess some of the stuff that they show is kind of happening currently. It's like, okay, here's this scene with Pierce and Troy, but also Jeff and Annie are in the bathroom. So it takes a lot of time to cover a short period of time.
And Jeff is really fast.
Yeah, you're right about that. He was not gone for long.
Yeah, but... Oh, I clicked away from my notes. But I think we finished that timeline.
We did. And then we're going into the next timeline, a.k.a. the greatest thing ever, where it is a one and Troy goes...
Oh, I was laughing hysterically throughout this entire scene once the action started happening. The door slams.
So great. So dark.
The ball rolls, and that starts a horrible chain of events. The whole butterfly flaps its wing chaos theory thing, in addition to the multiple timelines. The ball rolls. Pierce does miss anything. That's what I used to call Eartha Kitt. God, Pierce. But you see the ball rolling again. Oh, it's getting tense. It's like an episode of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. All shot from the point of view of a Roomba.
Oh, that was good. If they kept a really long shot of the ball rolling for a really long time over no music, it would have been Breaking Bad. Especially for an intro.
Show.
It's so good.
I love that show so much. But it's not like Community, which I love and recommend to everyone I know. Breaking Bad's really kind of a certain kind of niche, like a certain kind of person, like, hey, I think you would like, I really like it. Maybe you would too.
You tend to know what things I'm going to like. So I will try anything you really ask me to watch. You were correct.
Oh yeah. I thought you'd be into that. Yeah.
You know, I'm half dark. I'm two faced.
Yeah. It has almost a weird, like a Stephen King type sensibility to it, but that is not the point.
It does sometimes. Some characters say speeches that feel like Stephen King speeches. Anyway, Shirley, disgusted, checks her pies. Britta tries to sing. Jeff stops her. She goes to the bathroom. Pierce wants Jeff to tell about his father. Why would Pierce bring that up?
Because it's the dark timeline.
Yeah, but at least the present to Troy, not the one to... Oh, anyway. Jeff, that makes him want to get a drink. He hits his head. They want to go to the bathroom, and here's where it all... Like, all of the previous timelines were foreshadowing this horrible one. And he trips on the ball, falls on the table, catapults the Serbian alcohol all over the ground. Pierce is surprised, accidentally kicks the present. And I love all the different shots of people's reactions. Of like, what the? I just want GIFs of all of their reaction faces. He kicks it, and this one goes so fast. It's hard. Like, it feels like it took too long for the purse to hit the ground and shoot him. But it's all happening simultaneously. As Annie falls, Pierce is standing up. And... because he's, you know, surprised she fell. That way the purse would hit the ground, shoot him in the leg, he falls over. Annie recovered from her fall miraculously quickly. But I would have been still a little stunned. Jeff was just like, holy crap. Annie tries to fix Pierce with her nursing. Because I forgot that she was, wasn't she going to Greendale to start nursing stuff?
Yeah, something in that field, I think, is established in the mixology episode.
I really like that. That was because I'm glad they brought that back, about why she's actually there. Because I'm wondering, are the other ones there just like, is Britta just there to get a degree? We know
Well, I
years.
think, yeah, I don't know why she came there initially, but now she's doing like psychology, right?
Oh yeah, she's doing psychology now. Jeff's just there to get his law degree out of the way. Surely, or not law degree,
She
just get
wants
his
to,
college degree.
yeah, doesn't surely want to get like a degree in business so she can sell her baked goods on the internet.
Give them a sandwich in her speech.
Oh
Troy,
yeah.
I guess Troy, Abed, and Britta are just there to finish out college and have a degree. I mean, we know Britta why she's doing it now, but in the first place. And Abed, I guess he's still doing filmmaking.
Maybe. Oh, well, I know that his father was sending him there so he could run the falafel business, but
That's true. And Troy?
I don't know. I actually have no idea about Troy.
All right. Well, now he's probably just there to hang out somewhat, but.
Because I guess, yeah, now, but initially, I guess he was injured and couldn't get a scholarship, so he had limited options. So I guess
Okay. All right.
this is kind of where he wound up.
All right. All right. That's interesting. Okay. It seems like that's what happens to a lot of people there. Something horrible happens and they have to go there. Like, Pierce seems to be the only person who actually chooses to go to a community college. And
Year after year.
year after, like 12 years now, I think.
I think it was 8,
Oh.
but maybe 12.
It's more than 8 now, at least. And sorry, I'm starting to stop about the episode again. But I saw someone complaining about Pierce. Like, wouldn't he have like 4 or 5 degrees now? Well, no, because not necessarily. He could just be taking random classes. He's taking classes that they are in, so he can have friends.
Yeah, it's like a social thing to keep his mind from leaving him. It's I get what kind of degree would he have? Look at the classes they take. It's like a beginner pottery. I'm taking a pottery class now. Although Pierce wasn't in there, but
I think he's just taking classes to be with them, and you can take a lot of classes and not actually have a degree. You don't have to actually finish out any of like your course studies. They're just taking random classes.
yeah, I think it made perfect sense for him to be there. He's an older guy. He's in the last act of life.
A lot of people do that.
Doesn't have any family, so just to occupy his time, he's going and taking
Like,
classes.
why not? Yeah, I think it'd be interesting. I like class. Anyway, we're in the middle of the whole crazy stuff. Annie tries to fix him up, fix Pierce up. She tries to recruit Abed, who first has to fix little tiny Indy for some reason. Sorry, little Indy is more important than fixing Pierce right away.
Oh yeah, Pierce, who is dying?
Whose leg squirts blood at Shirley holding the pies. So apparently you were right. The bullet probably did hit some sort of artery for it to squirt.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you look, yeah, oh yeah. Looked
Oh.
rough. It reminded me of not that I'm not gonna spoil anything. It reminded me of one of my favorite scenes from Mad Men, and I will leave it at that.
I can't even continue to further spoil because I have not seen it.
Yeah, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Somebody does, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we have listeners out there that watch Mad Men. It surely gets squirted by the blood. Annie's trying to save it. Britta comes out horrified, probably by the screams she keeps hearing. The cigarette falls out of her mouth. Uh-oh. And it falls onto the Serbian alcohol. Lights a fire. Troy walks into the room.
The troll sitting there.
He just sees like Britta throwing the water on the fire, Pierce bleeding on the ground, Shirley covered in blood holding the pies, Jeff just trying to like put out the fire as best he can, and the troll just staring at him. I couldn't stop. I wish I could have paused it, but I was watching it live and I was just laughing so hard. Damn troll.
They could almost rework this into like a Christmas episode to revisit it. It's like, look, Troy, this is what would happen if you were never born.
Ooh, oh, I hope they do that. The same thing.
Or if you weren't around, this is what would happen.
Yeah,
The
so.
exact same thing with a Christmas theme. Yeah, it's the same episode, but there's snow.
The same thing happens in the study room this time. Like the exact same chain of events? Because that'd be weird. And was the Indiana Jones thing just an excuse for the props people to make another diorama? Because it's
Perhaps.
another one. Oh, and then he screams, and we head on to the next timeline.
Yes, onto the timeline where, get my notes. It is a 5, and Abed goes to get the pizza.
Do you know who else is on it? And do you know what it is? And here's talking about Eartha Kitt again. Predictably, Shirley checks pies, Britta sings, Jeff stops her, Britta goes to the bathroom. Except, Troy points her to the bathroom and does not go with her, which shows that Abed is a better host. Except creepy after that, but he actually led her to the bathroom.
Better and then worse afterward. Yeah.
Jeff stands, hits his head. Annie wants to take Jeff to the bathroom, but can't because Britta's in there. And we actually get to see Britta. She is smoking out the window. You actually get to see the whole thing that time. She finally succeeds in her storyline of smoking. Jeff and Annie are flirting in the kitchen. Britta comes out, smells the pies. Shirley gets excited. And they're hanging out. And Pierce tries to give the gift to Troy. And Troy thanks Pierce for letting him live there. Shirley thinks that baking is all she's good for, and Troy wants to make it on his own now. And Jeff worries about Annie, and it's all like, oh, this is the best timeline so far. Look how happy they are at first.
Yeah. Then it goes really bad. I really like the Troy and Troy and Pierce scene there.
Oh,
really,
yeah, that was nice. Too bad it didn't happen.
Really, really heartwarming, and then it didn't happen.
Too bad, because that was nice. And then
that was really. I feel like Pierce needed to hear something like that.
He did.
Maybe further on in the future.
Maybe Troy will do it again, and then I'm sure fans would be like, "What? This is continuity error. Troy already said that."
Hopefully, I don't know. Well. Try to figure out if community fans fit this caricature you're putting out there.
Well, some of them.
Some of them do seem kind of weirdly entitled and jerky like that. But nobody who listens to this show, right?
No,
if they download the show, they're the cool community fans.
They definitely are. And I would name all of you out, but there are too many of you. Wait till the feedback one. You get names there. Then it gets bad. Pierce feels bad, tries to take the try to take back the box. Britta reveals that she wasn't supposed to eat the pie, and that she wasn't supposed to say that she wasn't supposed to eat the pie, and that she's high. Oh, and she must have been too high to realize that that's a horrible thing to say around Shirley. Then I wrote they kiss. Not Britta and Shirley. I didn't specify.
Yeah, that would be a weird right turn for that to take.
I was taking notes really fast. So I just put, and she's high. They kiss. Pierce wants to give Troy a water pick. A speedboat. Two water picks. And they're still kissing. And by the way, they is Jeff and Annie. Because Jeff says his whole thing about, I worry about you, Annie.
Oh, yeah. He uses that line again from that other timeline.
Which, by the way, I like that it is consistent because that's just something he would say. That if they kept changing it up too much, it would have been weird. And also, in the bathroom scene, I actually thought he was going to ask her to move in with him.
Really?
Well, because he lives in a nice neighborhood, pretty obviously.
Yeah.
And
I know he used to, but then he had to move in season one. I'm not sure where he's living now. His apartment looks pretty good.
Yeah, the apartment in season two looks like it's still pretty nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
The
but
door,
you don't know.
The door was nice.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And they have a trash chute.
All the best apartments have trash chutes.
Well, I've been in some that didn't, and they were not great. Like, we have to go downstairs to throw our stuff away in the dumpster. I don't like that. Anyway, I'm also not in a city, so who knows. Shirley is mad that she's feeding her pies to a drug addict. Annie calls Shirley a pie pusher. That she just makes pies to feel loved.
Nice delivery on that. To feel loved.
I didn't write the D because I was typing too fast. They were Pierce and Troy are still fighting. This one... it cut so fast because it's all happening simultaneously. I like Troy. It feels fun. Annie said she had deja vu. Troy, you're bad at gift giving. Annie said that Jeff sounds like Annie's dad. I was like, oh, well, he is. That's what he is in the family to her. The box flies open. The troll lands. By the way, I loved this. Buy an N64 controller and two NES cartridges.
Yes. Of course they would have that.
I want to also room with Troy and Abed. I own those things right now. I can look, if the lights weren't off, I could look at my TV and see all of those objects.
Hmm.
And not the troll, though.
Interesting revelation that you podcast in the dark.
Well, all my notes are on the computer, and I feel in the dark. It's kind of like how I'm in a deprivation chamber, a sense deprivation chamber. I can't see anything but the notes.
So now you're focused on the podcast.
Totally.
That's
focused.
The only thing in the world right now. Okay.
Yes, and currently my media player of choice is frozen on a picture of, like, everyone sitting at the table. So I'm staring at that, too. But
anyway. Oh, is that going to be the photo for the Tumble?
Oh, no. I actually have already asked communitysoup.tumblr.com to get us two screen caps. She has one of everyone dancing, happy, and one of everything on fire.
Okay, all right. I'm curious to see which one you're going to go with for that.
We'll see which of the two podcasts ends up being more evil. We'll find out. I just wanted one really happy moment, really sad moment. And actually, I asked her for suggestions. She picked them out, so props to you. I didn't have enough time to watch it four freaking times like last week. I watched the show too much. Pie Pusher, N64. Troy freaks out when he sees the troll. He does the Troy eyes. I like when Troy freaks out, and when he cries, and when he screams.
Just whenever Troy does something.
Has emotions.
Troy gets over emotional. Yeah.
No, I like when Troy gets over goofy. Like in
she does
premiere.
Goofy pretty well.
When she was giving her, not the premiere, in episode 2 of this season, when she was giving her monologue about rainforests and trees and says the N-word. Or says N-words.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. That's
Andrew
two
pizza
very
dance.
Different things there. The pizza dance was good.
Oh, that's make her character is making me like her more and more. Except the pot part, but I can forgive that. Yeah, and it's really bad this time. It's not like everyone dies bad, but it's very emotionally bad. Shirley calls Annie a godless hippie skank, and Troy calls Pierce a sad, twisted old man, and I hope you die alone.
That was horrible.
I know.
And I laughed.
I laughed. That's why I love the show. We laugh at the darkest things in this episode. How did they do
it? Especially that tag.
And then Abed says he hopes this one's a real one because he just found a pickle.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Last but not least.
Oh, and then we finally arrive at the true timeline, the prime timeline.
The prime timeline, which made me think, was prime time anything about all the other shows that's on? I don't know. Prime time.
Jeff throws the die in the air. Abed catches it, gives his speech about staying honest, accepting each other's flaws and virtues.
The one
and that Pierce will never apologize. That's the one I wrote down.
Yeah, I have Annie's always driven. Yeah, Annie is driven, Shirley is giving. I thought he was going to keep rhyming after that, but he didn't. Pierce never apologizes. Britta is a wild card. And Jeff is a conniving son of a bitch. And that's when he points out that there are 7 people and 6 on the die. And if I had not seen the previous episode before this one, I might not have picked that up right away. But in the last episode,
yeah.
In the doorway, I was like, wait, there are 7, and they had to split into 2s. So I did pick
You're
up.
You're right.
Annie calls him a crafty jackrabbit. And Pierce was weird. Pretty low, dude. It's called friendship. Look it up. In Carta.
Oh, yeah, I love how quick they are all to turn on Jeff. And then he hits set on the fan, and they all laugh at him.
Usually it's just Pierce or Troy, too. But they all laugh at him. And, like, everyone's having fun, it seems. And, like, Jeff doesn't even seem like he cares. He has to get the pizza. He's like, oh, I'm cool with that. You guys caught me. Good job. Troy said he sucks harder than a toilet in an airplane bathroom. And I'm just thinking, this is an easy one. And Pierce never gets a chance to say it because Britta starts singing Roxanne. Shirley gets into it. So does Annie. And then, like, Annie tells how much she loves the place. And Abed wants her to move in. Which I thought, oh, that's really interesting. But do they have another bedroom? I think they have
maybe.
One.
It might, I could see it being a two-bedroom.
It might be, but he just said...
I don't know. I would just find it funny if it was a two-bedroom, but they chose to share a room with a bunk bed.
That is true. Maybe they'll go over that eventually. I hope they have more scenes that are off campus, like this one. This whole episode, a bottle episode in their apartment. Except the tag, but that doesn't count.
Because it didn't really happen.
Because it technically then, the bottle episode, the first one, wasn't a bottle episode. Because the tag would have been out at the puppy parade. So you don't count tags. They're all dancing. Jeff shows up. And so, like, something about, like, see what happens when I'm not around. And that made me really sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad conclusion for the episode. It's like, when look, Jeff's not around, everything is better.
Everything is happy. And I actually want to talk about that in a second. Well, actually, this is the podcast. We talk about it now. yet Jeff being gone. I'll talk about it after. Do the tag first.
Okay. All right. We'll go to the tag. Rest in Pierce.
Yeah, Shirley's drunk. May Pierce rest in Pierce, and she laughs because she's drunk. Britta has a blue streak in her hair. Wow, she went wild. Abed says it's obviously the most or darkest, most terrible timeline. Britta gets mad about the timeline thing. Pierce got shot in the leg and died. Shirley's drunk. Annie's guilt made her go insane. She's locked up now. Jeff lost an arm in the fire. Most people don't just like lose a limb in a fire.
I don't know.
Troy lost his laryngitis because for some reason he tried to destroy a flaming troll doll by eating it. I couldn't make out what he said until I listened a few times. He said, clearly you don't understand anything about defeating trolls. Life has just gone to hell, all because Jeff rolled a one. Abed said he should have caught the die. Gives them all fake goatees because they should now just wear them all the time until they're able to grow their own, which I think a couple of them can't. And instead of making a felt one, why didn't he just get the same stuff that Shirley wore when she was Samuel Jackson?
I don't know. I like the felt, though. The felt had a good look to it.
I hope they sell those. It's just felt, but still, I hope they sell them. And their one evil, they should just stay evil. Their one evil goal is to return to the prime timeline and destroy the good versions of themselves.
Ah, I love this. It reminded me of his storyline in the, let's see, which one was it? Episode 2.
Oh, yeah. That one.
The global conflict episode where he's talking about Earth and Earth 2. Reminded me a lot of that.
And then it ends with evil Troy and evil Abed. It was great.
Oh, yeah, and then we go back to the prime timeline with Troy and Abed in their pajamas watching Inspector Space Time with popcorn.
Yes, I guess. So the party ended well, and they just hung out afterward. Or was it all a dream? Oh, no. It wasn't.
It was all an angel's dream.
Okay, now, real fast before we end the podcast, I want to, like, talk about what happens when each character is gone. Like,
okay.
Like hypothetically, if they weren't in the group, when Annie's gone, it would be pretty much the same. Nothing different would happen, really. Which is kind of interesting, because she was the last one to the group in the first place. In the first episode, I mean, like, ever. She almost didn't make the group. She found out about it and ended up being there because of that. Shirley, when she's gone, it's still mostly the same. It's just a little bit worse. And if she's gone for a while, then comes back, it's not going to end well. She has to be there for a long time for it to end up good for them. That apartment looks expensive. How are they making so much money? None of them work. I don't know. I guess maybe Albed gets money from his dad. Pierce is gone, and they do need Pierce.
That's true.
But without...
I've always said that.
We almost found out what it would be like at the end of season 2. if it had been sad. They still kind of have arguments without Pierce there. Britta, I don't know. Yeah, the Britta Troy thing happens without Pierce, I guess. Everything else is pretty okay. Britta's gone. It gets creepier when she's gone. If she's gone, she's going to end up in all sorts of weird relationships that she shouldn't be in. She needs the group to stay at least halfway normal. When Troy gone, it is just hell with Troy gone.
Yeah. Oh.
You need
the evil timeline without Troy.
Yeah, without Troy, Pierce dies. So we need Troy. Without Abed, everyone just argues. He's the one that keeps them all, I guess, getting along a little bit. You at first, it's almost like, oh, with Abed gone, everyone's happier. No. It gets creepy and awkward and angry.
It was good at first, and then it kind of turned on him.
Yeah, so if he wasn't there in the first show, they never would have gotten Jeff to save the day. I know Britta helped save the day, but still, I don't think he would have tried. Also, there wouldn't be such a group in the first place if there was no Abed.
That's true. He did invite everyone.
He did. Except Annie, who found out about it. And then the Jeff one. Everyone was happier.
Which is sad.
I think it's interesting because I don't think it means that they don't need Jeff anymore. They just need Jeff to, or Jeff needs to learn to let them have fun and let loose every now and then. When there are problems, they will still need him again. But that was just happy fun time, which could only happen when he wasn't around stopping Britta from singing. If he just let them have fun, it would have been different. Yeah. Now, also, I think he's learning that the group doesn't need him. He needs the group. We're finding that out more and more as the show goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially in the first episode of season 3. It's very that he needs the group more than they need him.
Yeah, and they really solidified that with his timeline. They're all fine without him now, or they are for now. But he needed them. Every time he needed them.
And just one quick thing I'd like to bring up. I noticed that this year, between Abed talking about different timelines in the Earth and Earth 2 story a couple weeks ago, he's really kind of had a sci-fi slant to the way he views the world. And I would assume that's because he's been watching a lot of Inspector Spacetime, because if you look at the first two seasons, he tends to approach everything in more of a through the lens of a traditional sitcom, like, oh, we're going to have a wedding episode and like turning off the lights in the study room and try to give it a season finale vibe. But now I assume now that he's like way into that kind of changed the way he looks at the things around him.
Which I am totally cool with. Are they going to do a time travel episode still? Or is this the closest we'll get?
I don't know. I'm sure I would like to see there be more Inspector Spacetime influence in the season, but we'll find out.
I know there
out.
Will be more.
I would love it if that's just his season arc, if something tied to Inspector Spacetime.
I hope my idea will happen on there, where he finds the script because he finds out that some episodes were wiped and he makes them reenact it, and somehow it also involves the Dean's time desk.
That would be cool. Something like that.
Kind of like Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas, but live action. I don't know. I'm excited about next week we don't have a new episode.
So no episode of the podcast, I assume.
Oh, I did not know if we were going to do like one that's just like a, we could go over a past episode. We could actually go over another Halloween episode.
Sure.
We can do the epidemiology or the Halloween party. We can actually put up a vote and see what people want to hear.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have something up.
We'll see, but maybe, or we might have HappyCast up thehappycast.blogspot.com. We also do that. We don't, we talk about community sometimes, but
we have talked about it in the past on that. Yeah. Hopefully we'll do something. We'll keep you guys informed on the Twitter feed, Greendale101 on Twitter.
And the Tumblr blog. Oh, and if anyone's wondering which of us is talking to you, it's probably me.
No, it's definitely Ben. I would like to give that contribution out there. I want to say anything with the show, if you get an email from us or see us on Twitter or Tumblr or the blog, everything's Ben. You have heard my contribution to the show right now. You've heard everything I put out there. He's going to edit it, upload it, do the social media. It's all on his shoulders. I just show up and have a good time.
But you do a really good job of it.
I don't know. I try. I try just to. I don't know if anybody else is getting anything out of this, but I actually just really enjoy talking about the show
Me
on this
too.
level. So even if nobody's
Yeah.
listening, I'm really having a good time.
I know. But see, but you're the funny one, and I'm like the straight man. I'm not to imply that you are homosexual, but I am like the Michael Bluth. And you're the Job.
How's it say? Does it make me Tobias?
Oh no, you are the dean to my Michael Bluth.
Oh, all right. I'm trying to figure out what that means, but
We need a crossover. But speaking of that the crossover stuff, is that for the next podcast? No, that was last podcast. That was the last one. So I guess we're done here.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining us while we talk about this episode, this fantastic, best episode ever. And
Amazing.
yep. So, thank you for joining us. And until next time, class is dismissed.